Parshas Truma, the parsha begins. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, daber el bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu li truma, me'es kol ish, ashe yidvenu liboy tikhu es trumasi. Speak to Klal Yisrael, and let them take for me, v'yikhu li, let them take for me, truma, a portion. Me'ez kolish, every man whose heart motivates him, you shall take chumasi, my portion. The Rabbeinu Shalom commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to obtain materials from Klal Yisrael, which would be needed to build the Mishkan and its kelim. It says in Shmos Rabbah, Vayikhu li chuma, hada hu dechsev, quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem teirosi al ta'azevu. For I have given you a good teaching. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem teirosi al ta'azevu. Do not forsake my Torah. So the Medrash is connecting this pasuk of Yikhu li truma to the pasuk in Mishlei of that I have given you a good teaching and do not forsake my Torah. The obvious question is, what is the connection between this Medrash, that the Medrash is telling us that Torah is connected to this Truma? It seems like we're just collecting supplies for the building of the Mishkan. It says in Aderes Elio, why does the Pasuk begin, V'yikhu li Truma? And then again at the end of the Pasuk, they say, Tikhu es Truma si? Take my truma, v'yikhu li truma. We don't need to say it again. He quotes in the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid says, and says in the pasuk, v'hivdila ha'pareches lochem bein ha'kodesh u'bein kodesh ha'kodoshim. In Kapitel Chavah, pasuk Lamed Gimel, that there is a partition that shall separate between the kodesh and the kodesh ha'kodoshim. Question: why do we need to have two levels of Kodesh, one called Kodesh, and one called Kodesh Kodashim? Why don't we just have everything Kodesh Kodashim, the higher level of Kedusha? Why is there a need to have two levels? So the Dubna Magid explains that the reason why is because there are two levels of giving. There are two levels of giving. When it says it should be Lochem for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that the opportunity is for Klal Yisrael to give either to the Mishkan, or for the Mishkan as a Kodesh, or to the Mishkan as the Kodesh Kodashim. What does that mean? The materials that were used in the Kodesh Kodashim were those materials that were given, were people who gave with a full heart. They wanted to give not because they felt pressure from others, because they wanted to look good, but rather they wanted to be part of this. They wanted to have a chilek in building the Mishkan, a place where the Shechinah would rest. Those who gave with a full heart, their material that they donated was used for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, the material that was not given with a full heart by the people who gave it, that material was used for the Kodesh. Zokt Aderes Elio the Ben Ishchai, with this understanding of the Dubna Maki, we can understand our Pasuk. Dabre el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Take for me truma. That is, I mean, that v'yikhu li truma, those who did not give with a full heart, it went to the Kodesh. May Eis call Ish. Ish is a lashon of a holy person. Ish is used, Ish Mordechai, we know, is used a few times, the lashon Ish. Ish Elkana, Ish Moshe. Ish is used as a person who's a Kodesh, and a holy person is used the word Ish. May Eis call Ish, one who's an Ish, from all the Ish, the Anoshim, Hashem Yidvenu Liboy, that they gave their hearts, Yidvenu Liboy. Not that they gave a part of their heart of the material, but rather they gave their hearts. They gave with their full heart the material. There, Tikhu es Truma Si. That was take from my Truma, which was used for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Torah HaMincha asks a question. Why is it necessary at all to have a Mishkan where the Shechinah could rest? We know the Shechinah was rested in the Mishkan to be amongst part of Klal Yisrael. Why the Mishkan? Why did they need to build a Mishkan? We know that the Shekhinah rested on the Sned. There was a burning bush that Moshe encountered on Har Sinai, by the Yam, in the Midbar. Why do we need a specific place like the Mishkan? Why couldn't the Shekhinah be wherever Klai Yisrael was? It needs a place that has to be built, a Mishkan? The Rambam in Mer Nevuchim says, in the days of Avraham Avinu, people believed that there was no way to have a direct connection to the Bari Olam. Some of them believed that there was a Bari Olam. That they believed that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the powers to run the world to other things, like the sun, other koiches had the power. The people saw that the koyach of the sun possessed a tremendous koyach, and they made their sun the god. They said, oh, the sun must be our god now. We don't have a direct connection. They always felt that there needed to be an intermediary between the Ribbono Shel Olam and themselves. Avraham Avinu recognized that it is possible to have a direct connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he taught this to the world. That is what he was busy, that was his avodah. The Medrash tells us that when people would come to him, he had an eshel, an achila shtia lino, levaya. He gave food out to people, he gave them a place to sleep, he gave them drink, and he said, okay, they finished. He says he invited them in. They were all excited and they're ready to leave. He says, okay, thank God. They said, well, who's God? We don't want to thank God. Okay, then I'm going to give you a bill. And gave them a huge itemized bill for everything they did. He says, but you don't have to pay if you thank God. You know why? Because you can thank God directly. God is the one who actually provided. I'm an intermediary. That's not necessary. You can thank God directly. So the Tayyus HaMincha explains that the Mishkan was a place where Adam, where Klal Yisrael, can see directly, but Poyel, they have an opportunity to see something great. In the Mishkan, they saw the Nisim that happened daily. By having, Vamaisa, we're only human, and human beings, it's easier when we see something, it's easier to connect to it. So the Torah Shemincha says is, you're right, the Shekhinah technically could really have rested and anywhere. It didn't need a Mishkan. The Mishkan was Lachem, was for us. So we should be able to Lachem for you, us, Klal Yisrael. So we should be able to see better, but Poyel, oh, the Mishkan, the Shekhinah is there, we could see it. It's palpable. We could see the Shekhinah, we saw the Nisan, the Okama of Okama Nisan that happened every single day in the Mishkan. And it was an opportunity that it made it easier for Klal Yisrael to realize that the Shekhinah was talking with them. You're right, the Taka didn't need to be there. It could have been anywhere. But Klal Yisrael wouldn't have seen the Bepoil. It would have been harder for them to connect to it. So the Shekhinah, the Mishkan was built so that Klal Yisrael can have an easier time connecting themselves to the Shekhinah and realizing that they can go into the Mishkan and have a direct connection to the Shekhinah. They don't need to have the Mishkan. The Mishkan was just made it easier for them to see, wow, God is here, the Shekhinah is here. It says in the Divrei Yoel, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li." He says, he quotes a Yalkut that says, we learn from the word li, that it is a mitzvah forever. La'olam. Effect of Divrei Yoel, what does that mean? Well, what does it mean? How can a mitzvah be performed when there was no Mishkan and all that was given was hidden away? Every mitzvah nowadays, can you give to the building of the Mishkan? There's no Mishkan now. Unfortunately, we're not zeicha to have a base on Migdash, and we can't give to the Mishkan. So how could it say it's li la'ilam? What does that mean? Zok t'divrei Yoel, the pasuk is meramis to the Torah HaKadoshah. It is through Liman HaTorah, which one can achieve having the Shekhinah rest upon him. The point of the Truma to give for the Mishkan was to have the Shekhinah come down, to have a direct connection to the Shekhinah. Liman HaTorah can create that same thing. It can create the Shekhinah directly with us, come upon us. That is why the Pasuk says, the Lashon of Veyikhu, Kricha, means you needed to make effort, he says. You have to make an effort. It doesn't come easily. The only way to acquire the Torah is to work hard on it. I'm meilus with Torah. And have proper intentions. Don't learn because you want to show that you know more than the next guy and you're a chash of a person, but learn because that's where we want to have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If one learns Torah with the proper intentions, he will be zeichet to have an understanding of Amidah Shel Torah, the truth of the Torah, and not Torah in a perverted manner. It says in the Divrei Chaim, why does the pasuk use a lashon of vayikhu, to take, instead of vayitnu? You're giving. Where is vayikhu? The Kuzri and the Shlach explain that the Mishkan and all of its kelim are meramis to the form of a person. Every person has to try to be mekadesh every single aver, every single limb of his body. One must view it as if the Shekhinah is resting within him. How do you accomplish this? Vayikru, take things which are mutter and give them to the Baruch Shalom. Vayikru, take something that is mutter and give it to the Baruch Shalom. What does that mean? Hey, take something that is mutter and give it to the Baruch Shalom. He says, like the Ramban says in Tashas Kedoshim. The Ramban says, Kedoshim to you, one must stay Kaddish by not doing things which are mutter. I mean, take upon yourself something which is something that's usher. It's usher to do. You're not giving the Ribbono Shel Olam anything. You're not giving him matana. If you have a responsibility to take out the garbage in your house, then that's your job, and you have to do it, and you didn't do your wife or your favor by taking out the garbage. But if you bring your wife flowers, and you don't have to do it, that shows something special. Take something which is mutter, and there's a chumrah on it, and say, I'm going to be machmir, even though halachically it's mutter, and I'm allowed to do it, and I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because I want to show chavivus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. May Ace call Isha Shehizvenu Libay Tichu as Chumasi. Aside from keeping the laws of the Torah, one has to give his heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yidvenu Libay and make himself Kaddish. How does one make himself Kaddish? By taking on things and showing the Ribbono Shel Olam I'm doing extra. I'm not doing the bare minimum of what I have to do, but rather I'm going above and beyond and taking upon myself more things than I technically have to. Me'ikad Adin. It says in the Shachar Torah, the word Torah, Truma, is the letters Torah Mem. Tav, Vav, Resh, Hey, Torah Mem. That's the word Truma has those letters. Torah which was given over in 40 days. Why did the Baruch Shalom give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu in 40 days? Certainly, the Baruch Shalom could have given the Torah to Moshe in one day. The whole thing. Why did it take 40 days? Zok, the Shachar Torah, that for 40 days, every day Moshe forgot it. As I said in the Shachal Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Torah. On the 40th day, he was Zeichel Ribbono Shel Olam Bechazdoi of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gave Moshe Rabbeinu as a gift that the Torah that he shouldn't forget it. And at the 40th day, he got it. The Rebbe Moshe says, "Davar Bnei Yisrael Vikhuli Truma." He says, "Most of quotes of Gemara and Brachas and Davches." V'yoyim Shechar Beis Hamidrash Ein Loy LaKodesh Baruch Hu Baylama Ela Arba Amashal Halacha Bavad. From the day the Beis Hamidrash was destroyed, the only thing Kodesh Baruch Hu has in this world is a Dalat Amas of Halacha. Even when we're not Zeichet to have Beis Hamidrash, there's a way to have the Shechinah rest in this world. How? Through the Torah accusation. Perhaps now we can understand that the Medrash is connecting our pasuk of Yikhuli Truma and to the pasuk in Mishle of Kilecha Tayrasati Lacham Tayrasi Al Tazayvu. Do not go away, do not forsake the Torah. What is the Mishkan for? The Mishkan was not for Hashem. The Mishkan was not so the Shekhinah could rest there for Hashem. The Mishkan was there for us. The Ribbono Shel Olam Bechazdoi is trying constantly doing things to make it easy for us. By having the Mishkan, it was supposed to be for our benefit, so we should feel the connection greater. The Shekhinah didn't need to rest. If a godly have a tzaddik, now unfortunately we don't have the Mishkan. We're not zeichet to it. We're not zeichet to that chesed at this point. But we still have a way to connect ourselves to the Shekhinah. The Torah. We have to work on the Torah. We have to work on a Melus B'Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Melus B'Torah for 40 days. He didn't give up. He didn't say, I forgot the third day, the fifth day, the 38th day. He said, I'm going to go again. I'm going to go again. And then you should realize that when you're learning the Torah, it's not you. It's not your accomplishments. Oh, I'm a big shot. I became a big masmid and I learned so much and now I got it. No! Fakert, the 40th day, the Shachal Torah, I think, is teaching a tremendous lesson. At the 40th day, Moshe was finally zeichet to a bechesed. It was when the Ribbono Shel Olam made in the veld that if you're gonna be amal on Torah and you're gonna show the Ribbono Shel Olam that you're gonna toil in the Torah and you wanna have the connection to the Torah and you want the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam in his chesed, with chesed, not because it's automatic, but be chesed to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's gonna give you a true understanding in amita shel Torah. A little later in the parasha, Kapitel Chof Hei Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, V'nosato al shulchan lechem ponim lefonai tomid. And you should put on the shulchan the lechem haponim lefonai, in front of me, Tamid, always. The obvious question, what does it mean, lefonai? What's this point? Tamid, you say is that the halacha is that the lechem aponim had to stay on the shulchan from week to week. It had to always be on, so let it just say, Tamid, what's lefonai in front of me? What's this chiddush over here? The pasuk has to tell us that it's lefonai in front of the Rebbeinu Shloim.
At all times.
Rashi says in Kapitel Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof Dalet, the Pasuk says, Vasisa loy zer zahav saviv. Rashi says, and you shall make for it, Vasisa loy for it, the Shulchan, a gold crown all around. So we're going to make for the Shulchan a gold crown. Yigimara and Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis says, Shel Shulchan Zocha David Vinatloi. David HaMelech Zoicha to the crown of the Shulchan, and he took it. What are we referring to here? The Gemara says it's a symbol of the Keser Malchus, the crown of royalty. The term Shulchan is a word which represents Ashiras, wealth, and godless greatness. And as people, as we know, people call Ashiras and Revach, having abundance, they call it Shulchan Malachim. Someone says, you ate from the Shulchan Malachim, the table of the king, which refers to Ashiras and Ravachos, having lots of it. And that's what the Pasuk is referring to. That's what Shalom says, that David HaMelech was zeichet to the crown of Shulchan. It refers to David HaMelech's wealth and his greatness, that he was zeichet to the Shulchan Malachim. The Ramban says, since the creation of the world, Hashem's bracha, his blessing, is never created from nothing. There is no more yesh me'ayin, is from something from nothing. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. But after he created the world, everything now is created from something pre-existing. It says in Malachim Beis, Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Egidili Ma'yesh L'chav Abayis. Tell me, what do you have in your house? There was a whole maisa with Elisha and the widow, and she needed money, she had no money, and Elisha asked her, what does she have in her house? He said, you need to have something that I can create more shefa, more bracha. She ended up finding a little bit of oil, and with that little bit of oil, Elisha made an ace that much, much oil came out from it, hundreds of jugs that she prepared, the widow prepared, and she poured it in. But there needed to be something there first. We know the same thing by Elio Anavi, the jug of flour shall not run out, the same concept. There needed to be something there. The Yesh Me'ayin didn't work for the Nevi'im. They needed to have something, a little bit, and with that little bit, they can create an ace to create much more. This same concept applies in regards to the Shulchan with the Lechem upon him as well. The bracha of having Ashiras, material wealth, takes effect on it, and out of it comes plenty for all of Klal Yisrael. The Lechem upon him was represented as Ashiras for Klal Yisrael. There needed to be something, the Lechem upon him, and with that was create tremendous Ashiras for all of Klal Yisrael, that they should have enough and sustenance that they should be able to live, and more than just live, but to follow the Ratzon Hashem to the extent that a small piece of bread the size of a bean should be enough to satiate them, and they should be able to go about and learn and follow the Ratzon Hashem. It says in the Chayim HaSanach, V'asiso shulchon atzei shittim, you should make a table out of shittim, out of acacia wood. It has to be how high? 2 amas in length, 2 amas width, and an amma and a half in height. Why is the number one? Why is the parasha of Shulchan near the parasha of Menorah? So the Chidor says, is a remnant of what Chazal say, that if three people eat at a table, and they say divrei Torah as if they ate from the table of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, Shulchan is the gematria of Misameach, to make happy. One who treats the table properly, which means he learns at the table, he makes brachas, he makes Kaviyachol, the Rabbein Shalom, happy, is Misameach, the Rabbein Shalom. However, you should know that Shulchan is also the same letters as Lenochosh, to the snake, referring to that snake, the first snake, which is reminiscent to the Sitra Acher. If one, on the other hand, eats his meal improperly, with levity, and not fearing the Rabbeinu Shalom, then he is eating from a table of the Sitra Acher. Chas v'shalom. It says in the Sefer HaMagid, Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim HaMosayim Arkoi V'Ama Rochboi V'Ama V'Chetzi Koi Mosoi. We have full measurements except for the height, which is a half. Ama V'Chetzi. This is to teach us that the wealthy should not become Igbal Gaiva because of the money. They write it from the Shulchan, they can remiss to wealth and Parnasa. But the koima, the height, you should never become a big shot because of it. Always remember not to become a big shot. It says in the Ben Yoyodo says, Menachis and Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, Neis Godel Nasa Belechem Apanim, Si Lukoi Kisidui. There was a tremendous, great miracle that happened by the Lechem Apanim. It was taken off as it was put on. Which means that the lechem aponim were placed onto the shulchan hot right after it was baked. It was taken out and put onto the shulchan, and it was hot. Steam was coming out of them. And they stayed on the shulchan for an entire week, and when they were taken off, they were still hot and steaming. Why did the Baruch Hu make such a great miracle? What was the necessity to have this miracle that the bread should sit there for a week and should be steaming hot still? It's up to Ben Yod, there's a tremendous Musar lesson to learn from here. It says in Mishlei, Lechu Lachmu Belachmi, the bread is referring to that Teriyak Kadesha. When it says Lechem, it's referring to the Teriyak Kadesha. Teriyak always has to be fresh. The Lechem Aponim stay hot and fresh all week for us to know how to learn the Teriyak Kadesha. One must always have a brand and a freshness and is learning the Teriyak Kadesha. It should never get stale, Chas v'Shalom. And now what he's learning is to find things to have a tremendous ischachus in his learning at all times. It says in the Chaimas Anoch, Shulchan is the same gematria as Zeh Shalom. This is peace. This refers to being in perfect harmony with Hashem. If someone does the Shulchan, which, as we're saying, represents the Torah, if one follows the Torah properly and is Amelus B'Torah and he learns the Torah properly, so then he's B'Shalom with the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's one with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Be'er Moshe says, it says in Vayikra, in Kapitul Chavdal Pasuk Vav, that there were two stacks on the Shulchan with six loaves of bread in each stack. Zok the Be'er Moshe, the Ozerava. The number six is Miramis to the Shishish of the Mishnah. It represents the Torah Shebal Peh. Six. Torah Shebal Peh. And the six words in the first parasha of Kriyishma, which represents accepting Om Malchus Shemayim, is six. So there were six and six. 1 6 represents Torah Shebal Peh, and 1 6 represents the Kabbalah Om Malchus Shemayim. Maybe you could say different Torah Shebiksav, but when we say the Yosiyas, the six words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we Kabbalah Om Malchus Shemayim on ourselves. He takes it a step further. The letter Vav, when it's said in Malay, when you say the Vav, it can be spelled in three different ways. It can be spelled Vav Vav, which is a gematria of 12, which represents the Shiftei Kah. It can be spelled Vav Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13, which is the gematria of Echad, which represents the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achdus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And it could also be spelled Vav Yud Vav, which is the gematria of 22, which represents the 22 Isis of the Aleph Beis that are in the Torah Kedeshah that the Torah Kedeshah was written with. Zok de Be'er Moshe. The letter Vav is Meramez HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taira and Klaisel are all one. A Raisa, Kachibuchu, Kakalibuchu, a Raisa, Klaisel, Chadu. They're all one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are all one. There's a tremendous connection between the three. The Torah is our connection to become one with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Ksav HaKabbalah says, when it says Lechem Panim, he says there were 12 loaves, it should say a Lashon, the Torah uses a Lechem, which is a Lashon Yachid, because they were as one. With all the lechem represented one. Again, going really back to the achdus of the oneness of the Rebbeinu Shalom and our having an achdus with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Perhaps now we can understand why it says, "V'nasata al ha'shulchan lechem panim lefonai tomin," in front of me always. A person has to know, a Yid has to know that he should be serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam constantly. When he's Lechem referring to the Torah HaKadosha, he has to know that he has to be in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but also in the Gashmias. Lechem represents Parnosa. A person goes out to work. A person is not working. A person is learning, but he goes out to eat his lunch and his breakfast and his supper. There's also a person has an opportunity to be in front of Hashem Lefonai. The Goyim don't understand it. Think, you know, you have the spiritual and physical, the two are not, they're separate, they can't go together. No, for care, Torah is telling us it's all one. We have to take our gashmias, our physical, and connect it to the spiritual. We have to make our guf into ruchnias. We have to make our physical into spiritual. They say from, I believe it was Aaron Kotler, that he was looking at the escalator, he saw an escalator. He says, wow, amazing, amazing. Look, people are getting on. It's helping so many people. He says, if only the person that created the escalator would have had in mind when he created the escalator that he's going to help people, wow, what type of schusim he would have had. Every time someone would have gotten onto the escalator and it would have helped them out and made their load easier, he would have gotten a schar. He would have gotten, he would have been in the yoitza chesed. He would have been doing chesed each time. Every person, he does something for someone else. He does something for himself. The bigger chiddush is the lechem, the actual eating of the bread, which you only do for yourself and not for someone else. But certainly when you're a person, even if he has to work and he has a job and he does stuff, he should be thinking, how am I helping another person? I'm helping a fellow person. You're doing chesed all the time. I'm not just doing a job. Yes, you might be doing it to make the money, but I'm doing a chesed. With that, a person can get so much schar. And the bigger chiddush is even when he does something for himself, if he's going to eat bread, which no one else is getting something from eating that bread except for himself, but he can do it in a way where he's sitting down with people and he's saying a Devar Torah and he's doing it in a proper way, making the proper brachas, he can elevate the gashmias and make it a shtick ruchnias. Have a good chance.